Listening Library presents The Rivalry, Mystery at the Army-Navy Game. This is John Feinstein. Game day, 3 hours to kick off. Here they come. At the sound of Susan Carol Anderson's voice, Stevie Thomas instantly did two things. He turned to look at the tunnel at the far end of FedEx Field, where the Naval Academy band would be emerging at any moment. And he also stood up very straight, because that was what he always did when standing next to Susan Carroll. From underneath the stadium, he could now hear Anchors Away, the Navy fight song. He had memorized the words to both Anchors Away and On Brave Old Army Team in the past 2 weeks. Sure enough, the band was marching out of the tunnel. It was 3 hours before kickoff of the Army-Navy game, but the stands on both sides of the stadium were more than half full. The game was scheduled to start at precisely 12:08 p.m., and Stevie and Susan Carroll had arrived at the stadium with Bobby Kelleher and Tamara Mearns shortly after 7 a.m. Kelleher and Mearns were married, and both columnists, but they worked for rival papers, Kelleher for the Washington Herald, Mearns for the Washington Post. They had become unofficial mentors to the two aspiring teenage journalists, but Stevie and Susan Carroll had covered so many major sporting events in the past couple years that they felt like old pros. And so the four of them chatted comfortably on the sidelines as the traditional march-ons began. First, the entire student body of Annapolis would march onto the field, followed by the entire student body of West Point. Stevie now knew a good deal about both Army and Navy, having spent much of the last few weeks at the two academies. Ladies and gentlemen,